Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ko te kai kōrero e whaiake nei ko Ricky Houghton, no he Koro Wai Trust, no reira me tāuri ake tātou ki aia ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei take o te reti whare mō te iwi Māori, no reira tēnā koe e Ricky.
Tēnā koe whanunga, he mihi māku ki a koutou e te whānau whānau i noko ane i Muri whenua ngā mihi, tēnā koe.
Ai, he mihi kia koe i wēnei o ngā wā puku mahi tēnei mō. Thank you again for joining us in these busy times. So, for a long time now, we have had housing issues, and especially for Māori, yourself and He Koro Wai Trust have addressed a lot of those issues. But at the moment, the big issue right now seems to be renting for Māori. Are you able to give us a little bit of a kōrero about the mahi that you are doing, focusing on this particular area?
Yeah, sure. We're just about ready to start the earthworks for another 24 family homes down on our site at Whareora. And so we're going to start that project in the next 4 or 5 weeks. That's for 24 homes, 3-bedroom homes. But we're also, government soon to introduce before Christmas plans for whānau with COVID-19 symptoms to self-isolate at home as part of the New Zealand Influenza Pandemic Plan. The government modelling suggests that COVID-19 cases could overwhelm managed isolation spaces were the worst case scenario. The model predicts 5,200 cases per week just in Auckland and Northland. And the modelling's based on a 90% vaccination rate, which our region hasn't fully obtained as of yet. So it's not going to be possible for many whānau living in the far north to protect themselves from cross-infection or self-isolate. In their already overcrowded, sort of unsanitary and isolated living conditions. So there's a high risk that COVID cross-infection will spread quickly through our community. And so what we've seriously considered is the public health and community welfare of the whānau, and that they must prepare for self-isolation. So we've put together 16 self-isolation units at the trust down at He Koro Wai in Kaitaia, and we're putting together 6 whānau isolation homes there, so whānau will be able to come and stay with us for 10 to 14 days there while they're self-isolating without placing the other whānau at risk, and we hope to have that service up and running by Christmas. We've also started up a sustaining tenancies program, and so what we're trying to do is we're trying to work with the whānau. A lot of whānau are currently at risk of being evicted from their own whānau because of the stress and the strain of COVID, and landlords too. So what we've done is we've got a service that's contactable from 8 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock at night. And it's where we can help landlords, those at risk of facing eviction. And the service works with landlords to try and resolve rent arrears, to try and help get the houses tidy if it's, the whole aim of it is to help whānau to sustain their tenancies. So those are the things that we're doing right now as we prepare for the next phase of COVID.
Mm. And we know that Māori have been vulnerable over the years for many decades now, and you have been able to address specific issues for Māori. Just wanting to clarify, any criteria for these housing, are they specific for Māori, or is it just anyone within the area at that time that requires some housing like that?
Yeah, well, they will be generally for people that have had their vaccination in general. They must be living in the far north, they can't come up from Auckland to self-isolate, so they must have been living in the far north for a minimum of 12 months. Because the isolation, the self-isolation situation in Auckland is just going to get crazy. So they have to have been living in the far north for at least 12 months. So it's a Māori service, but anybody is welcome. Obviously, those that are prepared to accept a Māori delivered service would be welcome. But it's for anybody.
Mm.
But the other thing is that they must either had at least one vaccination or willing to have their vaccination because we all have to do our bit. We'll do our little bit there, but they have to do their little bit to keep themselves safe too.
Oh, I really appreciate hearing this kōrero because that has been a major topic of discussion over the last few weeks. Not only the pressure that it has on our hospitals, but then many of our whānau living the way that we do communally, as you have mentioned, on our papa kāinga, and maybe sharing the same kitchens and facilities that are required. And so you are hoping to have this all complete and available and up and running before Christmas?
Yeah, we want to launch it just before Christmas. The builders are building right now as we speak, and there's no reason why they won't be ready. There's sort of two-thirds ready now. We're just at the phase where we're getting them all new furniture and everything for them.
Appreciate the kōrero. Do you have any final major messages that you would like our listeners to be aware of in regards to this current project?
Love you fellas. We encourage everybody to get their vaccination. I mean, the under 12s that can't have their vaccination, and so they're at risk. There's also those that have got underlying diseases like diabetes, cancers, and so it's not anyone's individual problem. It's all of our problem. And if we can all do our little bit and love each other and work together and try and support each other, we'll get through this.
Mm. Just one last question: if anybody else wanted to find out a little bit more information, how would we be able to do that?
Yeah, they could ring down the office there. We've got a couple of staff down there that would be happy to talk to you. The number's 09-408-4844, 09-408-4844. And if they just ask anybody there about the its sustaining tenancies or the self-isolation program, There's people there that would be more than happy to talk to them about that.
Hoi no re, te rangatira, appreciate your time and really appreciate all the mahi that you do continuously for the Far North community and all the best for the rest of your day. Kia matara,
yeah.
Kia ora.
Ai, me kua hoki, ngā mahi, kia ora.
Ai, ko Ricky Houghton tērā, me wero ngā kōrero o rātou mahi hei tauawhi i ngā whānau i te hāpuri o te nōta, ai, o Kaitaia nei. Nā, i wenei o ngā wā o te mate uru, tā mohio ana tātahi uaua kē tēnei, kia haumaru, mēnā kā pā mai tērā mate uru tā ki rungi a tātou, me pēhia mātou. Kei hea rā tātou e noho taratahi ana, no reira ko tēnei tētahi ara mō tātou o te muri whenua o te hiku o tika. Mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiku o tika, iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iarere.